On this special bonus episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, some of the biggest names in golf have lately flirted with a new league that has the PGA Tour ready to ban defectors. LIV Golf, a new outfit bankrolled by Saudi Arabian interests, promises mega money to any golfers who sign on. And in fact, three of the last 12 U.S. Open champions will appear at the very first LIV Series event, which tees off this week just north of London, and then includes Phil Mickelson. SI Golf writer Bob Harrig joins me to discuss the heated debate and controversy surrounding the new league and its Saudi funding. It's Tuesday, June 7th. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Now, we're going to turn our attention to golf because a civil war of sorts has broken out in golf. On the one side, you have the traditional homes of professional golf, the PGA Tour and the European Tour. And on the other side is a newcomer, LIV Golf, a company that is backed by enormous funding from a Saudi Arabian investment fund.
Phil Mickelson has made news of his own on Thursday without even hitting a shot. We know he's been a reported target on the Super Golf League backed by the Saudi Arabian government.
Several high-profile golfers have been in the news lately for their comments about Saudi Arabia and an upstart golf league that hopes to rival the PGA Tour. To break down that controversy over the big money collaboration, we're joined by SI staffer Bob Harrig, the author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Bob Harrig, welcome to Sports Illustrated Weekly.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. So you're a golf expert. We are not. Explain to everybody why there has been so much discussion lately around Saudi Arabia and golf.
The main reason is because this new entity called LIV Golf Investments will have a series of events, the LIV Golf Invitational Series. It's backed by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. That's their sovereign wealth fund. Less than a year ago, probably it came to fruition maybe 9 months ago with the idea of having a new league that would be an alternative to what we're used to. Instead of 72-hole stroke play tournaments every week like we see on the PGA Tour, the European Tour, they would have 54-hole events, shotgun starts, which means everybody tees off at the same time on different holes. Everybody gets paid, no cut, huge purses. And, oh, by the way, the stars would get guaranteed just to show up. And obviously, it's been quite disruptive. PGA Tour doesn't look kindly upon somebody sort of invading their turf and possibly taking their players. Phil Mickelson was heavily involved. He's kind of gone underground the last 3 months. We're not really quite sure what he's going to do. He didn't play in the PGA Championship where he had won a year ago.
Certainly one of the moments I'll cherish my entire life. And I don't know how to describe the feeling of excitement and fulfillment.
And you've got people taking sides. It's really been an amazing turn of events here over the last 3 or 4 months this year.
Yeah, with regard to Mickelson, Alan Shipnuck recently published an unauthorized biography of Lefty, and he's had a lot to say on the subject.
Now, last year's PGA was a transcendent performance, but the ground has shifted beneath his feet, and I think that Phil is just buying some time to figure out his next move.
Yeah, so there are any number of controversies surrounding the Saudi government, particularly regarding anti-democratic and human rights abuses. So to make this new league work, Bob, they need high-profile players, as we've outlined, who are willing to look the other way. And to do that, they have to throw money at those players. And probably the most high-profile of all who's been involved, as we've discussed, is Phil Mickelson.
There was two interviews that Phil gave that really sparked this controversy. One was with Golf Digest when he was playing in the Saudi International Tournament in early February. And in the course of that week, Phil did an interview with Golf Digest in which he referred to the PGA Tour's obnoxious greed for some of his reasons for looking at this other LIV Golf entity. And as part of that, he complained heavily about the fact that he does not have access to his own media rights, his own video rights. So he says all that, kind of comes off wrong. Then he did another interview that had been actually done late last year, but it was for a book that's coming out. I've just written my own book on Tiger and Phil that doesn't dive into all of this, but Alan Shipnuck has a biography coming out, or actually it is out on Phil, in which Phil talked about these various aspects, and he was very critical of the Saudi regime, pointing out their human rights issues and saying, though, that he was willing to overlook it if it helped him create some leverage with the PGA Tour. And if it didn't, he was fine with going to play for this entity.
And today, we learned he said the following to the Fire Pit Collective, saying they're scary expletive to get involved with. We know they killed Khashoggi and have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates.
And that caused quite the stir. A bunch of his sponsors dropped him. Phil pulled out of some tournaments. It's been February 22nd now, 3 months. He issued a statement sort of apologizing, but he didn't apologize to the PGA Tour. And he didn't really back off of looking into what he was doing. He just felt some of it was misconstrued. He actually accused the reporter of using off-the-record comments. But he also said, I need to take some time away to reassess some things. And that time away still continues.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, he's become sort of persona non grata in the wake of all of this. He's sort of disappeared. He won the PGA Championship last year. He no-showed this year. There were sightings of him playing golf in San Diego with a beard, and people were wondering what's going on with him. But he really has receded into the background as a result of his association with the Saudis. But people were also speculating, Bob, about why he wanted to associate himself with the Saudis and with this new golf league. Yes, as you mentioned, they're throwing around a ton of money, but people have noted that by some estimates, Phil Mickelson has made close to $800 million from golf and endorsements in his career, which made some people wonder, well, why would Phil need the money? And there was speculation about potential gambling debts. I'm wondering what you make of Phil and his economic situation with regard to him associating with the Saudis in this new golf league that is highly controversial.
It's fair to wonder if he's got some money issues. He's been a noted gambling aficionado for 25 years. It wasn't so much the amount of money, but the fact that he just relished getting into the pockets of his contemporaries, you know, the guys he played with, and used it as a way to help him prepare for tournaments. He thought it was good to have something on the line. These are all things that are being speculated about now because the Saudi-backed LIV Golf, they've been offering nine-figure guarantees just to join. So we're talking $10 million and up just to sign on, just to join their league or to play X number of events or X number of years. So, and Phil was going to be getting a lot more than 10 million. He's not the only one who was looking at this. He's sort of taking the fall for everybody. There were some other big name guys who were thought to have signed on and they reneged. They backed out after all this stuff went down and perhaps had been paid or were getting ready to be paid and they've paid it back. Nobody knows for sure, but the LIV Golf people are still banking on the idea that even though they're not going to probably have a lot of big names, people will be watching whoever these names are win a lot of money and see a different format. And guys that you know that you can beat are making a lot more money than you. Human nature being what it is, maybe they'd want to check it out. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but down the road. There's so much money that they have time to be patient.
Phil sort of has been out front on this. He's taken a lot of heat over it, but he's not the only one. CEO Greg Norman has also been involved in some of the controversy. He sort of hand-waved the accusation that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had Jamal Khashoggi, the former Saudi dissident and writer for the Washington Post, killed and dismembered, which he took a ton of criticism for, and rightly so. What's the reaction to Greg Norman's involvement been?
He's gotten that question often. And almost every time he has said that the murder of Khashoggi was reprehensible and that he doesn't condone it and that this is part of them trying to change their ways, he finally slipped and he didn't answer it properly.
He was asked about the murder, the horrific murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and about human rights. He says the whole thing about Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi and human rights, talk about it, but also talk about the good that the country is doing in changing its culture. Look, we've all made mistakes, and you just want to learn by those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward.
Which was, of course, a horrendous thing to say about the murder of someone who lived in the U.S., and he's also tried to disassociate LIV Golf from the Saudi government. At least in the short term, they don't appear to be doing this to help their image. Five of the events are being played in the U.S. If you didn't know that the money was coming from Saudi Arabia, you wouldn't know. Two of the other events are overseas. Only one is actually in Saudi Arabia. And so ultimately, their goal, of course, is to try to enhance their image. I think they would like Saudi to become a golf destination. They see it as a place that can sort of overcome the negatives that we all associate with it.
Anybody who's been associated with this league has come under scrutiny. Phil Mickelson has basically gone into hiding. Greg Norman has to explain his comments in defending the Saudis. What's your best bet here? Do you think this league will work out?
Well, I actually think the PGA Tour is probably going to be fine, but whether or not the LIV Golf idea works is really up to their patience. Are they willing to pour millions of dollars into this and wait it out? Because it's not going to be a big thing this year. As of right now, they don't have a network TV deal. So their first event's going to be in June, basically 3 months out. Even for a small field, that's a lot of work. It's a lot that has to come together. They're going to probably set themselves up to some ridicule. The best thing that could happen for them is some golfer that we've never heard of winning the tournament and $4 million. It takes a lot of good golf on the PGA Tour to make $4 million. And slowly but surely, they're hoping to lure some people over. And if they do, then it becomes a problem for the tour, especially if they lose some of their top guys to this. Their hope is to have a 14-tournament schedule with a team component. There would be 12 four-man teams every week competing, as well as the individual part.
Yeah, they have a lot of issues going on, but I don't think attention will be one of them. Bob Harrig, you could read him on SI.com. Thanks so much for this.
Thanks for having me.
Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit SI.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Cooper McKim, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. Thanks for listening. Our regularly scheduled episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly will hit your feed tomorrow, Wednesday, June 8th.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.